When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will be here in less than an hour at 9, and we will talk Celtics. Tomorrow, I'm not here, but Bill O'Brien is the head coach of Boston College football at 6:45, and Mike Milbury is here tomorrow at 9 on a Bruins Thursday. But right now, back to the news with Courtney.
32-year-old Melvin Lopez of Chelsea is accused of driving drunk on Monday night, rear-ending a Mass State Police cruiser on Storrow Drive. The trooper was transported to the hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. He was released early yesterday morning. We can hear the courtroom audio from WCVB.
The defendant exited his vehicle. He was unsteady on his feet. His speech was slurred. There's also two bottles of Johnny Walker Red Label in the defendant's motor vehicle. One was completely empty and one was opened.
Geez, shaming him with a red label.
Did
he recognize that it was a state trooper? How long did it take the dude to figure out that he hit an actual state? Because I see the lights on in the picture.
Yeah, yes. There's no way. Yeah.
Awful.
Trooper's okay?
Trooper's fine.
Okay,
trooper has already been released from the hospital, very lucky that guy didn't kill someone. Congress was briefed yesterday in a private meeting about the drones.
Yes, not confidential briefing.
Yeah, not much coming out of that.
Why do they need a confidential briefing if there's nothing going on? I'm curious about this conspiracy, Kurt.
The information is power, and they are not being transparent. Had they just, you know how you always go back to the beginning?
Yeah.
And you can sort of reevaluate mistakes made? If this starts with an accepting of the concern of the people and a reassurance that this is something the government is doing in order to protect the homeland, that's it.
Yeah.
And it's never we don't then have Bethany Frankel and all these rando celebrities giving TikToks.
What did you think of Bethany Frankel? Mm-hmm. She's the Housewives of whatever.
Skinny Girl creator.
And she has a source at the... At the Pentagon,
right. And she said
is it somebody she slept with, or like, how does she get the source?
She's been talking to. She said she talked to that person, and it freaked her out. So she talked to more people. I mean, she's talking about grabbing her daughter and leaving the Hamptons to go somewhere else.
Is she an expert on radioactive warheads or dirty bombs? Or
no,
is,
okay, she's not.
She's just sharing her content.
Yeah. Saying, I've been talking to people, right. And this is what they're saying.
Hey, to be fair, I trust her more than CNN after that fiasco with the hostage they claimed to find.
No, the prisoner that they rescued that was actually like one of Assad's number one torture guys.
His jacket was totally pristine.
We can hear from New Jersey Mayor Michael Melham about, you know, how he's feeling surrounding this.
All right. So here's what I know. I know that we were told by our state police that we have assets over our critical infrastructure. Now, depending on your point of view, that's either concerning or comforting. I think it's comforting because it's probably us listening and watching. We also know that we have drones that are flying in a grid-like pattern. In my opinion, they're looking for something. What might they be looking for? Well, potentially, we're aware of a threat that came in through Port Newark. Maybe that's radioactive material. There was and there is an alert that's out right now that radioactive material in New Jersey has has gone missing on December 2nd. It was a shipment. It arrived at its destination. The container was damaged and was empty.
Right. Oh, my God.
So somebody stole it? Don't they, I feel like in movies they always have that little handheld wand that detects the radiation. They can't kind of walk around with that.
I think that's what the drones are.
All right. All right.
I mean, but you have, like, everybody has a theory.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody's right. Like, I mean, so don't get, you have massive anxiety. I don't know. There's not much that gives you, has given you as much anxiety, like serving on the jury and the guilty verdict that gave you a lot of anxiety. This is more, I think, for you.
It just feels like the world is ending. I saw a radioactive map, and that's what really freaked me out, is like New Jersey radioactive numbers are higher than anywhere else. And it's.
Well, I just, Bethany Frankel just announced that they're over Long Island looking for a dirty martini.
She might be radioactive.
So just be careful. Yeah. Be vigilant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
All right.
We have a new inductee into the Pervert Teachers Association.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Elaney Simonson, a high school teacher in Lewisville, Texas, was arrested after she allegedly invited a student to live with her when he was 16 and his uncle, who he lived with, was moving out of town, doing a good deed, saying, hey, move in with me and my family.
When you say family, she's married?
Married,
or
kids.
Married and kids.
Yeah.
And she had the 16-year-old living with them.
Yep.
Okay.
Good deed.
All right.
This is like Blindside.
She allegedly... sexually assaulted him dozens of times between 2022 and 2023.
Okay. Wow.
The victim told police he told her he did not want to have sex with her several times, but he was concerned that if he refused, she would use his immigration status against him.
What a nice lady.
Simonson allegedly sent the victim a nude photo displaying a tattoo she got with his name.
Wow.
The police questioned her. She does have the tattoo.
Right.
But she says...
This is a new low for teachers.
Right. Yeah. But says so that no sexual conduct happened.
Oh,
misconduct
really?
Happened.
So she just got a tattoo with his name.
Right.
Yeah. Was it like in a heart with the thing through it? Like
there were no photos. I looked. Right. His name on her body.
Was it a tramp stamp or like where did she get it?
Those were hot.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
A teacher gets a tattoo of the dude's name?
Yep. Right.
Who's 16 years old and living with her?
That's love.
That
Holy
is.
Hell.
And imagine being her husband and being like, oh, my wife offered for this poor 16-year-old to be able to move in with us.
He didn't ask what the tattoo was about.
Right. Maybe saw it on her pelvis. He's like, oh, it's
maybe.
A new
I guess maybe they weren't intimate, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Was she like, was he bothered by the fact that she went into the kid's room every night to tuck him in for an hour and a half?
I'm going to go tuck him in and sing him a lullaby.
Terrifying. And imagine the evil, too, where you're holding over his immigration status to force him to be with you.
That is terrible.
Awful.
New low.
Who's in Glacius on your hip with the tattoo? Is that like the singer?
Yeah, the singer, yes.
And we have the dumbest of the day.
It's time for...
Oh, man, I feel like I'm dealing with an idiot when Curtis talks.
The dumbest of the day.
Isn't there a guy they call Numbnuts on the show?
All right, Numbnuts, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, and we believe that this may be the dumbest of the day.
So we like to be equal opportunists here, Greg. There are dumb people that are Republicans and dumb people that are Democrats. And I have a moronic Republican from Pennsylvania in the news. You know, social media is great. It connects the politicians to their constituents. You know, it's a way to relate to the common man. So
but I believe we have learned, but even you have learned, that you can't always trust everything that is on social media.
Well, if the coffee shop looks legit, you don't look at the neck placement. So Doug Mastriano pulled a Curtis and is now facing questions about his competence for office as a Pennsylvania state senator because he posted what he thought was a crashed drone retrieved from the beach near his home, when in reality, the drone was being hauled on the back of a truck, which was from the Star Wars films.
Yeah.
It was not a drone that landed thanks to the most recent concerns on the eastern seaboard.
Yes, everybody knows that.
And his post...
Every Star Wars fan knows that's a T-Wing.
His post with this with the photo of the Star Wars drone is, it is inconceivable that the federal government has no answers nor has taken any action to get to the bottom of the unidentified drones. The fecklessness of this administration was on display last year. My God.
Wow. So bad.
Such an absolute moron.
I remember those from Star Wars.
Wow. Like, I mean, to look at that photo and think it's real.
Like, what in the world?
But we've all done it. Like, you see something, you're shocked, you immediately start to share it with everybody.
You got erection?
He got a total erection there. On that baby.
Anyway.
All right, so they're wondering whether he should stay in office.
Yeah, they're questioning his fitness for the job.
Wow.
I did like Jake Tapper, I think it was, quote to it, and he's like, did you see Obi-Wan?
All right, that is the dumbest of the day. Thank you, Curtis. Speaking of Curtis, our very own Grinch will re-gift one more time for you as a part of the 12 days of Chris Curtismas in a half an hour. So, and you say today, you and Courtney both say it's the best of all of them.
For a sports fan in your life, this is a 10 out of 10 Christmas gift.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, we will get to that coming up at 8:45. Mego is here at 9. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins beat the Flames in overtime 4-3. Credit to the Bees after a scoreless first period and going down 3-1 in the second. They clawed their way out in the third, and it was David Pastrnak's goal who won it in overtime. The Milwaukee Bucks are your NBA Cup champs. The Bucks beat the Thunder 97-81 to claim the title, with Giannis Antetokounmpo winning MVP. And it feels like it's been forever since we've had a Celtics game. They played just twice in the last 10 days. They take on the Bulls tomorrow at the TD Garden. And we can stay excited, Red Sox fans, because Craig Breslow says he isn't slowing down after the Garrett Crochet signing. Breslow reaffirmed yesterday while appearing on MLB Network Radio as he wants to do more to strengthen Boston's overall pitching staff. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Red Sox were a little too busy this week, don't you think? 37 degrees, partly cloudy, afternoon high of 48.
Well, a good comeback win for the Bruins last night, albeit against a mid team, like you're a mid team, but they got the comeback win, Wiggy, and you watched all of it.
Yeah, I think that a lot of it now becomes, you know, we're obviously going to judge them. I think they're playing better on the Sackle than they were on the Montgomery. But
I don't think the schedule has given you enough good teams to be able to judge that.
That's a fair assessment. But don't we think that they're still good enough where they're going to make the playoffs? And
everybody does in the NHL.
Before that, I think the question becomes, what does Sweeney and Naily do? Are they buyers or sellers during the trade deadline?
I don't think they have a ton of things to move and acquire. I think they'll be pretty quiet.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't have like their full farm system, you know, the prospects they have, what they would possibly get. I think this year is they'll get to the playoffs. Maybe they win a round. If they win a round, Sacco's safe. If they don't, it's, you know, up for grabs. But
But where do they go next year, though? Are they still, like, coming back with the same cast of characters? Or do they become maybe where they look to bring in some new talent?
Who's their coach going to be? Is Sacco going to be the guy that they keep?
Yeah, or do they look to trade off some pieces? I mean, I think saw somewhere.
You are on record as... Mm-hmm. When it comes to the piece that you want traded off. So,
well, I had said, would you entertain offers for Pastrnak?
Yeah.
If you feel like, would you entertain offers for Brad Marchand? Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't feel like you're going anywhere, and I don't know, maybe there's a team that's willing to give up some stuff to get Marchand, but what are you getting draft picks back for him? Maybe getting a young prospect?
Well, a win is a win, even if it's against Calgary, and so you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Thank you to George Christanakos. 84,000, according to the Odyssey Wrapped, 84,851 minutes with this radio station in 2024.
Wow.
45 straight weeks.
Wow.
Good job,
thanks.
George.
Keep sending those over. Thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks, George.
I got one from Glenn Ordway, 60,000 minutes.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
He's retired. Probably has the time on his hand, I would assume.
If I quit radio and I'm still giving people advice on social media and weighing in on gossip, shoot me, please.
What will you do after you're retired, Curtis?
I'll be James's Little League coach or high school coach.
Okay.
I think honestly, just quickly, because it bothers so many people.
Manager or base coach?
Third base coach. Okay. I was born there. James is obsessed with the symphony. He's like in love with it.
All right.
Like he goes to the Pops. All these kids are running around. He's sitting there just tunnel vision on Keith Lockhart.
I mean, well, maybe on brand.
Yeah,
I mean,
musician.
He's another silver spoon when it comes to that family.
Well, I mean, what would be more likely to happen? My son could play sports or do something that requires no athletic ability.
He's probably going to be, you're right. Weren't you a drummer?
I was. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't mentioned it. I lived in England and I was a drummer.
All right. Let me get to Bill, and then I got a text about the Vrabel situation and Tommy Curran, which I want to address. Hello, Bill?
Greg, how are you?
What's going on?
So, Greg, I'm formerly known as Spaz's archenemy, Bill, from the AAF days.
Jeez, that's going way
back. And I participated in a ton of Toys for Tots drives with you over at Ernie's.
Yes.
And during COVID... Since you guys, there was a year that we didn't do it, or I thought you guys weren't going to do it, I started thinking of different ways that I could continue Toys for Tots. And what I did was I raised the money that I wanted to spend with me and my customers, and I gave it to my Boy Scouts and said, hey, let's go shopping, and we'll donate all these toys to the Toys for Tots. That was 5 years ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
Last night we did our fifth annual Toys for Tots. And I have raised over $55,000 that went directly to toys.
Oh, that's fantastic.
For the area. We had Marines, state troopers, and town police officers supporting us. And it all comes from you and your Toys for Top drive that got me inspired to do this.
Oh, awesome.
So I wanted to say thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Good job.
Going back over the best parts of the year here, which we have been doing all morning. Certainly, Toys for Tots this year.
It's always a good one.
Over the top when it came to how many people were there and how many toys were there. So, thank you all for that.
I might make my top three.
What?
The best moments of
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. We were going to do top three best moments of the year. We can do that at 9:20.
Yeah.
Could be the Toys for Tots, but more so Danielle pulling the winning number.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That was a little sketch. That was complete sketch.
That was funny.
Toys for Tots was great, except for that jerk who was mean to Curtis.
Oh, yeah. Total a-hole.
Oh, yeah.
He should have been kicked out. I left.
Wow. Yeah. Who's going to physically remove him? I mean, I wear
Ken.
Glasses.
Ken? Yeah.
Ken
Aaron. I don't know. I don't think anybody should be coming and taunting Curtis about his sobriety. I thought that was too far.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not nice.
Don't let it bother you.
No, I'm just saying, I stick up for Curtis, and I wish I had said more in the moment.
Oh, it's fine. Your husband was very sweet, too. He sent a very nice note. But it's okay.
Really?
Yes.
He texted you?
He did.
Oh, that kid.
He's a good guy, Santo.
Sandra's
very worried about you last night.
He was?
Yeah. A lot of questions.
What were you worried about? Did you think I was having a heart attack?
I thought you were having a heart attack, yeah. Always hear, like, on the side for older people, it's like, oh, side pain. Is
not in the gut, though. When have you ever heard a gut?
I literally just ran a 5K or I know. Ran it and walked it.
But it happens to people very quickly.
Yeah.
If Greg said, like, my speech is kind of out and my left arm and leg.
Well, that's why I was asking the questions about the numbness, tingling.
He was like,
it was all the lower right quadrant.
Yeah, I was like, he's probably got gas. And then when you said...
You said probably gas?
No.
Well, that's not expressing any
I'm thinking to myself that you probably had gas. Or when you then said, it could be the
kidney stones.
I was like, I had that before. And I had that pain right in that area, too.
You did?
Yeah, I had it right in like my abdomen area. And I was like, oof.
I mean, maybe that's what it is. And they just didn't pick it up in the CAT scan.
And then you passed them.
Yeah. And that's the most painful. A woman told me kindly in the hospital, the CAT scan lady said it's the most painful thing anybody's ever been through.
I mean,
even giving birth.
Not for TMI, but are your bowel movements normal?
God.
Well, because if it's IBS, that's something that can be treated with medication.
That's true.
Yeah, I really haven't. I haven't consumed a ton of food, so I mean that could be the issue. I don't
could
know.
Could be. Mm. But you would know.
The, what do they call it? The BART diet? Like I'm gonna have to go on the bananas.
Yeah.
And the,
okay.
What are the BARTs? What are the raisins? Like what are the
apples? I think.
Apples. Grain
is the B butter cake.
Well, you would know if it was the bowels because you would have issues like if you were trying to go. Yeah. To the bathroom.
Yeah. I Wiggy, when you go to the doctor, do you offer your own synopsis after they give theirs?
No, like, I listen to what the doctors say, and then I kind of go based on just history.
When you talk about banning TikTok, I feel like we need to ban WebMD. There is nothing good that comes from that, especially when you're sitting there.
No.
When I was at Mass General yesterday for 5 hours, every time I'd get a test back, like a blood test thing, I'd go over the WebMD and the 15 things that it might be. And it's like all, it's doom scrolling.
Yeah.
It's like all, there's no benign explanation for anything.
That's why.
Like everything is, you might have pancreatic cancer.
Right.
You may be dealing with some kind of burst appendix. Like it's all things that can kill you.
Right.
Like, there's nothing good on WebMD.
There's since WebMD was created has gone there and felt better. You are immediately you're terrified of all the things you never even contemplated.
You started in the morning with the pain, right? That's when you noticed it?
But you were high energy yesterday during the show.
It was like your grand finale.
I noticed it. I noticed it in the famous final scene rejoin, Curtis, Bob Seger.
I love it.
I noticed it in the morning.
So I would have waited until the pain was so screwed up. Because if you would have waited, then you would have woke up this morning. You're like, oh, I feel a little bit better.
No, it still hurts, but it's not as bad. Like the lying down on it was what sent me to the urgent care.
Right.
When I lay down for a while, then it really, really hurt.
If you put pressure on your right side, does it hurt?
No. Like, they kept pressing it last night, and it doesn't hurt.
Right.
Just a pain deep inside.
Inside.
Did they give you an IV?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so you're hydrated. Are you going to die?
I didn't have an IV.
Yeah.
I just had the thing stuck in jammed in there so they could take the blood and all the rest of
it. I bet you did. And listen, I told you, I bet you had a kidney stone. And you passed it.
And I've already passed it.
And maybe you're just dealing with the little residue of the pain after the fact. Because I passed kidney stone, and it doesn't always give you, sometimes you don't even know.
Oh. Yeah. I think I'm safe on the cancer stuff, because they always say on WebMD, when they say cancer, they say you have weight loss.
Yeah.
Thank God.
So I haven't had that. Well, I mean, we might as well talk about these kind of things.
I know.
I'm advancing in my age.
You know what you should say if you go back when they're waiting? You could just say, we're all terminal.
I'm not going to live forever.
Oh, I'd like to.
All right, anyway, so a text with regard to the discussion that we have had throughout the morning about Mike Vrabel and Tommy Curran. And the texter is bothered by those that are interested in Mike Vrabel as the next head coach of this football team because he did not have much success, they are suggesting, when it comes to Tennessee. Now, I think he took that team to the playoffs three of his 6 years. How long was he there for?
Let me get the exact
number. Yeah, I think it might have been twice, but I could be wrong.
Tommy Curran, Curtis brought this up at the start of the show. We've talked about it a lot this morning. Suggest that Mike Vrabel, he has some sourcing on this, would be interested in this job. Right, Curtis?
Yeah, and I can't find the audio of it, so I've gone on the word of Savage on Twitter, and it's been reposted all over the place. So, Tommy, if you didn't say this, I apologize. But nonetheless, it is the right person at the right time, and it is unfair to Mayo. But if it truly is the Jets, who, according to all reports out of New York, Mike Vrabel is the number one choice by the Jets to replace Robert Saleh and Ulbrich, who's taken over.
Yeah.
So does Robert Kraft want to sit in his owner's suite for the rest of his time owning the Patriots, competing against Mike Vrabel in his division?
Mm-hmm.
Or does he want to be indelicate, rude, unfair to Gerard Mayo? Or if you can think it's fair, that's fine. But does he want to go against his word to Gerard Mayo and move him out and bring Vrabel in. It's a tough spot.
Right. Which is a more intriguing opportunity for Mike Vrabel, if you just look at those two?
I would say intriguing, meaning that what's more desirous?
Yes.
Desirable?
Yes.
I would say that the Patriots.
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah. The Jets are just.
May?
Well,
yes.
And okay. The Jets are a dumpster fire.
Oh, by the way.
3 years, Greg.
By the way, complete side note. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. You're both right about the final gift item when it comes to the 12 days of Chris Curtis-mas in 10 minutes.
So good.
Curtis, you've outdone yourself re-gifting on this.
I mean, I just try to please.
I wish you ran it by me first because I would have kept it. Anyway.
It is the number one gift you could give a Boston sports fan this Christmas.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah.
Hands down.
By far.
Yeah.
So.
It's sick.
Like you.
Yeah. So anyway. What?
3 years. Yeah. 3 years he took him to the playoffs. 3 years in a row, lost in the conference championship, lost in the wild card, and then lost in the division. But this is more of a desirable place because I think when you start to look at the NFL, it is really about the quarterback. And it looks like you got the right guy. So if you're Vrabel, you're probably saying, all right, Aaron Rodgers, who might only have a year left.
A year or two at the most. Yeah.
And then Drake May, who's got 10, 12 years left.
Is Chicago that same way, though?
When Mike Vrabel looks at it? Yeah, Chicago's that same way because of the fact that you look at the quarterback situation. Then you look at Vegas. You're going to probably be drafting a young guy. So do you want to deal with that? You look at the Giants.
Is there some sort of affinity when it comes to Vegas because of Tom Brady and his relationship with Mike Vrabel?
That's good. That's a good point because I saw a lot of stuff out there that supposedly Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, is like gonna tell Tom, is basically saying to Tom, I want a lot of help when it comes to new coach, quarterback, all that stuff. So maybe Tom has a great relationship with Vrabel. He knows how he was as a player. I think he knows how he is as a coach. What better way to maybe hire a guy that you have confidence in?
Would Vrabel want to work for Tom, though?
I don't think Vrabel would be bothered by it because I think Vrabel could have like real conversations with Tom.
Yeah, you would know.
About like, oh, we should do this or we shouldn't do that when it comes to like free agency.
And you said Vrabel was a good teammate, like people all seem to like him?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody liked Vrabel. Vrabel, like, he kept it real. You know, he kept it 100. He said what was on his mind, and I think that's kind of why. Because Tom's got to be looking at it like, I'm going to be extremely involved in this, kind of like the John Elway. So if you're Tom, don't you want to make sure your first time out the gate when it comes to your head coach is a guy that you
No, right.
And
have a relationship with.
Right. And so I think that's going
to... if it's not, I heard Jones and Keefe talking about this yesterday. If it's not Mike Vrabel and they are making a change,
mm-hmm.
Who else, you know, are you going to be able to get Ben Johnson? Like
probably. Oh, you're saying for the Jets?
No, Patriots, I'm saying.
Oh, for the Patriots.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I mean, I don't think you have... I would take either. And as I said, I know that's probably not fair to Mayo, but Wiggy, we know where you stand on Mayo, and mm-hmm. I think you make a lot of great points about the roster and all the things he inherited.
Right.
If you were Robert Kraft and you had the ability to hire Mike Vrabel this offseason, would you do that and move on from Jerod Mayo?
It's such a great question. You're going to get so much crap because you're going to be like, really, one and done? I think that obviously Vrabel's the better coach. I probably if you're putting a gun to my head, I'd probably say yeah, I'd go with Vrabel.
Wow, yeah.
If you put it, right, but you put yourself in.
He's not an offensive minded coach, and you.
I don't really care about that.
You don't care about that, no. Even though you have Drake May.
No, because I'll just hire, like, it's all about the coordinator that you're going to hire, right? So if Mike Vrabel hires a good
offensive... Do you have a chance of getting a better coordinator with Mike Vrabel as your head coach than you do with Jerod Mayo as your head coach?
I think you do because you have... Vrabel has more of a network when it comes to people he can reach out to because he's been coaching longer than Mayo. He's been out and about in that world. So I would say he probably has more of a network.
Do you get instant bump? I mean, this is the business part of it. Do you get instant bump interest-wise if you're Robert Kraft when you hire Mike Vrabel?
Yeah.
Season ticket stuff?
Translate to business.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
If you just get Mike Vrabel and you don't do anything with the actual team?
I think Patriots fans eat that up.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I told you,
how many people have called saying, Greg, why are you, you're the only person that really wants Vrabel. I don't care about Vrabel. There's been so many people, whether it's on Twitch, text line, or calling in, saying that same thing. I think Vrabel would be great. I'm not saying that it's time to get rid of Jerod Mayo yet, but it's got to be the players that are actually on the field to get Patriots fans back involved.
We had this conversation. Look at the Chargers fans.
I disagree with you on it.
Once they hired Harbaugh, and you know another place? Look at the UNC fans. You don't think that they got a bump from hiring Bill Belichick?
I mean, that is a completely different
Did BC
beast.
Get a bump from hiring Billy O'Brien?
Yeah, completely different beast.
You're
talking college versus the pros.
I'm talking about a coach that already has a name. You don't think it
legitimizes the operation.
Here's what I would say. Let's pick a team out there right now. Let's say Jacksonville. Say Jacksonville hired John Gruden.
Is that your favorite team?
Of course, yeah, Jacksonville. Yeah.
You don't think that the Jacksonville would get a bump from fans if they hired John Gruden?
100% they would.
Yeah, so, I mean, and Vrabel has that type of cachet. I agree with you if it's Ben Johnson or if it's Bobby Slowick, but when it's an established guy with a name, guys like Harbaugh, guys like Vrabel, a guy like when Denver hired Sean Payton, fans got instant bump.
They had a chance, text Subaru of New England text line, had a chance to get Vrabel last year. What makes you think that the Crafts would change?
I
don't think they even considered Vrabel because they had already promised contractually the job to Jerod Mayo.
Right, why I believe
which was dumb.
It is dumb, and I don't disagree with you. But they are. It's almost like you've kind of that whole saying you lying in your bed or you made your bed now you got to lie in it.
Yeah.
I almost look at it where they made the mistake by saying it was Mayo. Now they have to go down this road for at least 2 years.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. Coming up, the final day of the 12 days of Chris Curtismas. Your chance to be regifted with some incredible items from the WEEI Grinch. All right, our own father, Chris Curtismas, has been regifting all season long, and hard to believe we are at the end of the 12 days of Chris Curtismas, but we are. And the 12 days of Chris Curtismas with our very own Grinch here at WEEI, brought to you by 110 Grill, modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere. And if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, Curtis is ready to regift. And boy, is he ever regifting today. I think Courtney nailed it. Curtis nailed it. Arguably the best gift if there is a sports fan in your life. Today, Curtis regifting something that he should have kept. And it is probably the best item that you could get this very holiday season. So let me await a winner. This is Daryl from Halifax. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Courtney.
What's up?
Courtney's absolutely right. And I got to disagree with Wiggy this time around. The fans in New England, I've been in the seats since 75. The fans in New England are extremely fickle. If the team isn't winning, the seats aren't filled. The Patriots can say that the tickets are all sold because the season ticket holders. But you look at the stands. When the team isn't winning, the seats aren't filled.
Yeah.
And the thing that's going to change that is the talent on the team. And who's the one left over from Belichick's draft party? Elliot Wolf. Get rid of Wolf. Get rid of that draft party. Get somebody in here that is proven to bring in talent, that has a proven record of bringing in talent on the team, and then you can decide whether these coaches can coach. Right now, they got nobody to coach.
Does Vrabel want to have his own GM as a part of the thing, or is he fine with Elliot Wolf?
I think he would want to have somebody had a relationship because that's what we talked about. I keep going back to the Tennessee situation, but that was a big part of, some of the issues in Tennessee that Vrabel had with John Robinson at the time was just players and players that they should keep, players that they should draft. So I think Vrabel would want to work with a guy like anybody would, that he had a connection and relationship with, and they could be on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, that's the number one thing. Don't you want to work with people that you, even though you might disagree on certain things, but at the end of the day, you could all be on the same page? And it doesn't seem like they are. You know, they're number one. And the reason why I say it is their most important piece this year, they weren't
on the same page with Drake May starting week one.
No. Yeah. So, I mean, and we even talked to Boomer. And remember Boomer had said it like, you know, you want to be on the, and that's why Bill wanted the power, because then he was putting guys in place that he knew ultimately he could be on the same page with.
Yeah. All right. This is our ninth caller. It is Francelyn. Am I saying that right?
Francelyn.
Good morning, Francelyn. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. I'm doing good. How about yourself? I hope you're feeling a little better.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
He looks awful.
Where are you from, Francelyn?
I'm in Providence at the moment.
Okay. Want to thank all of the Rhode Island listeners. You show up year after year at Matunic Oyster Bar and at Whalers, and we will be back for at least one, maybe two road shows in poor little Rhode Island, the smallest of the 48 this year. Curtis, you have some re-gifting to do?
Merry Christmas, Francelyn. Thank you for listening. We love Rhode Island. So we're going to kick this off with something that you could maybe use as a stocking stuffer for someone you don't like. And that is a Mac Jones autographed football.
Woo!
Coming.
Is that it?
I mean, could be, but not for yours truly.
Okay, all right.
I love Francelyn and I love Rhode Island, so we are not even close to being done here. No. I have a $100 gift certificate for you, Francelyn, and whoever you want to bring, or if you just want to go several times by yourself, perfectly fine, to the 110 Grill, a great spot with very upscale, fun American dining.
You will love it there.
Thank you, Curtis.
It's all right. Put it on Greg's tab. This is a huge concert that I didn't even look at because I saw the last prize. Yeah. Two tickets to Blake Shelton at the TD Garden on March 7th.
Excellent.
Nice.
Another one.
And
nice.
And the final gift of the 12 DAs. 12 DAs. We used to do that with Damon Amendola. Holy hell.
I can't believe you are giving this away and that you didn't keep this around here.
I mean, honestly, if I knew it was here, it would be with James.
Yeah.
So the final gift of 12 Days of Chris Curtismas for Francelyn. Thank you for your support and thank you to this audience, the most generous, loyal audience in radio. I have an autographed Drake May Patriots jersey.
Oh,
for you,
so good.
That's pretty good.
So good.
Thank you. Yes. My guy's going to be one of the best.
Yeah. So I have the Mac Jones autographed football, so you can see, you know, before and after. One $100 110 Grill gift card, two tickets to Blake Shelton at the TD Garden on March 7th, and an autographed jersey of a potential future Hall of Famer, Drake May, for you at this most joyous time of year.
He has been anointed by some as a future Hall of Famer.
Shime had it. Shime was like, he's going to be a future Hall of Famer.
Can we pump the brakes a little bit? I mean, it's a little early.
There are some out there, Greg.
He's very good, but it's a little bit early for Canton.
it is that. But he clearly has passed the eyeball test on talent, skill, poise, you know, all those things that you look for when you look at those type of those.
Well, you said it yesterday, like the comp is Josh Allen, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, I think we'd all
the two of them like this weekend, like you see the present and the future.
Right. And we all believe Josh Allen one day will be a Hall of Famer, you know?
So
it's going to be so when you think about the whole Drake May, and we talk about this Mayo stuff, I start to lean a little bit towards, I would not be shocked if the Patriots moved on from Mayo at all. I would not be shocked because it's all about trust in this business in the NFL. You basically shipped Brady up out of here or weren't willing to pay him the money that he wanted, and you said he was like a son to you. You look what you did to Bill with the dynasty. So do you feel like you know, Robert, the Crafts, like, would you trust them if you were Mayo? I wouldn't. I would not trust them yet, even though, like, I might call them Young Thundercat all day long, and we might be, you know, singing Kumbaya on our weekly meetings, but I would not trust them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it will be interesting these last few weeks. So, all right, it's a Celtics Wednesday. Mego will join us to talk Celtics next.